Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin with him. Now, the pleasure of speaking to you.
What is this company's name?
So we're a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and multiple companies.
What is the company's name?
We're a third-party call center that assists with over 100 of different products and multiple companies.
But is there an overall name that the credit cards run through?
It's just according to what you're getting charged for is the company name, ma'am. I'm just a third-party call center that does...
I have two charges on my credit card, and I don't know what they're for. And it says that they are for Fast Boost. Any idea what that is?
No, ma'am. Like I stated, I have over 100 products and multiple companies. If you want to provide me with your zip code, I can see exactly what you're getting charged for.
Okay. My zip code is 99223.
And your first and last name?
Mary. Middle name M. Last name Perry. P-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, your sense. So I wasn't able to find an account using that zip code. I'm spelling out your first and last name now. I wasn't able to find an account or your first and last name. And the last option. No, ma'am.
It has your number is 855. Let's see. Two different numbers up there. No, down here. 855-627-4758. And 855-6274. Are those your numbers?
Yes, ma'am, they are. So I was able to locate it by your telephone number. So can you verify your address for me?
3908 East 33rd Avenue, Spokane, Washington.
Yes, ma'am. So give me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I see that you called in on the 5th of February to verify the charges. We explained what the charges was. You wanted to cancel. We canceled you. You wanted a refund. We offered you a 35% refund. You were still upset about that. And then we offered you a 50% refund, and you agreed. So you shouldn't have any charges from us, ma'am. You're canceled out, and you were refunded.
Okay, this is showing. I'm trying to look at this. It's showing there's a $25 credit, a that was a payment then, and then a Fast Boost charge of $49.97. So that didn't clear it out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it's still going to show up on your credit card statement, even though you canceled with us and we refunded you. But I don't see a charge for $200.
No, I'm not talking about a charge for $200, hon. There was a charge in January 9th for Fast Boost
for $49.97.
Mm-hmm. And then on February 7th, there was a refund of $25.
Yeah.
But there's still outstanding then another $25 that you're charging me.
No, ma'am, we're not charging you nothing because you're canceled out.
What? There's no canceled charge here showing.
Yes, ma'am. So you were canceled out, and it states that she gave you your cancellation number.
What is the cancellation number?
C is in cancel, 258-731-238.
731, what was the rest here?
238.
238. So the total is 258-731-238.
Yes, ma'am.
And that cancellation number is for what amount?
That's your cancellation for your whole account being canceled, so you won't be charged any further. You haven't been charged at all, and we refunded you back $25. Because we weren't able to refund you.
Charging me for $49.
We charged you the $49.97, ma'am, and we refunded you $25 of that $49.97. You agreed to the 50% refund.
What was I being billed for originally? I do not know.
So you ordered a pulse oximeter from us in the amount of $7.45, and what that was a free gift for signing up for a Factory Direct savings store.
You're charging me how much for this oximeter?
We're not charging you anything, ma'am, because you're canceled out. You paid $7.45 for the pulse oximeter. The $49.97 was from being signed up for our Factor Direct savings store. It stated it in the terms and conditions that you would be billed 48 hours after you bought the oximeter, which is why you got charged the $49.97 on the 9th of January. You haven't been charged any further in this month's February. You're canceled out. You haven't been charged.
Still doesn't come out right.
How does that not come out, ma'am?
That you're billing me $49.97.
We're not billing you. We're not billing you any.
$25.
We're not billing you anything, ma'am.
It shows it on my bill. It shows that you're billing me $49.97.
We're not billing you anything, ma'am, because you're canceled out.
What is the canceled out date?
On the 9th of January.
It doesn't show on here as any credit being given on January 9th.
No, because the credit was given out on the 5th of February whenever you called in to cancel. You verified the charges with our agent that talked to you. You wanted to cancel. We canceled you out. The customer's account was canceled. You wanted a refund. We offered you 35%. You didn't want the 35% refund, so we offered you a 50% refund, and you agreed.
And the 50% refund is the $25, correct?
Yes.
The 49. So where's the other half of the 49?
You're not going to get that back, ma'am. You agreed to a 50% refund. You only get half of that money back.
I don't pay that kind of money for a little oximeter that I don't even want. Right now I'm sitting in the hospital waiting to go to hospice house. I have no clue what on earth this is. I'm trying to clean up some last deaths.
It's nothing, ma'am. You're not even being charged. You're canceled out. You're not being charged.
Something's wrong because even my credit card is being denied now. Something's really wrong.
Well, ma'am, I have nothing to do with your credit card being denied. I'm just letting you know what went on.
Okay. I'll talk to the credit union. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Ma'am, I need to... are you still there? Because I'm not able to hang up.
No, I'm looking at something else. Sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to release the line now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah.